Hi, my name's Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 20th of July 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
My name is Linda Shuttleworth. What was it you wanted?
Your age?
Oh, 60, and I live in Bolton in Greater Chester.
And how are you doing today?
Fine, thank you. Slightly anxious, but okay.
And how did you initially hear about the project?
I'm trying to remember. I was trying to remember when I was filling in the forms. It is a very long time ago. I did know about the project before Anthony Gormley had, in fact, won the place on the plinth. And I knew about it before the voting for that place took place, but I don't actually remember how. I may have read it, I thought, perhaps in The Guardian. But I did already know about it. And then in the National Gallery, in the foyer of the National Gallery, there was actually an opportunity to vote, and I happened to be here at the time, and so I voted for one and other. So I knew, and I kept an eye out all along, that if Anthony Gormley won, I wanted to be on the plinth.
And what actually inspired you to put yourself forward?
Because of where I live. I live within striking distance of Crosby Beach. And Anthony Gormley has an installation there called Another Place, and you may never have been, but it is just amazing. The effect that it has on me, and lots of other people, it's just breathtaking, more amazing than you can possibly describe, or than it sounds, or than it looks in photographs. I just love it, and I've been back there lots of times, and I sometimes go on my own, and I sometimes take family or take friends. I took a friend, two old school friends quite recently, one of whom was over from Budda. And I love it in all weathers, and I like it best when there aren't very many people around. It is just extraordinary. So because of that, because of Another Place, I knew that I wanted to be part of One Another.
And when you first saw Crosby Beach,
mm-hmm.
How did you initially feel?
I was very fortunate. I decided not to drive there just because I wanted a lazy day. So I went on the train from Bolton. It's a train to Southport, and then you get a little train that runs along the coast. And I wasn't sure which stop it was going to be, even, because I think I thought it might be at Formby, or I wasn't sure where it was. But I took a chance, and I got off this little train at a place called Crosby and Blundell Sands. That's the name of the stop. I was the only person who got off. I stepped off the train. I could see which direction the beach was in, but there was no one to ask. So I just walked up a rather nice suburban avenue with very large houses towards the beach, thinking, well, this may or may not be right. Just before the beach, there's some sand dunes. They're not very high, but there are some sand dunes. So I walked up the sand dunes, and there it was, and it was just amazing, absolutely amazing. I think if I'd seen it first from the car park, I know where the car park is now, that's all concrete and there's an ice cream cellar there, and I think maybe it wouldn't have had the same sort of effect on me, but there was just something about not even knowing it was going to be there, and then it was. And it's, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it stretches over a kilometre, 100 figures. And it's just, I don't know what it is. It's something about the effect that it has on me. It's something about the transience of human beings, I think. It's just lovely.
And how do you think this project compares to various others that you've seen?
Well, I have seen it, I ought to say, since then. I've seen, or maybe partly before then. I mean, I am familiar with Anthony Gormley's other works as well, like the people on the buildings when we were in London once. That was fun. There's an Anthony Gormley figure hanging from the ceiling in the Wellcome Museum, and up in Manchester in the in Manchester Art Gallery, there's also a suspended Anthony Gormley figure. So Anthony Gormley seems to pop up everywhere in my life now. Went to Newcastle on the train to do something quite different recently and saw the Angel of the North on the hillside. So I do bump into his work all over the place. How does this compare? I think the reason I wanted to be part of it initially was that I did actually feel that it would be a bit like another place, that there would be something about being on the plinth that would make the person on the plinth feel part of humanity but also separate from it, a bit like Anthony Gormley's figures. And I wanted to feel that, really. I wanted to feel what it would be like to be in the middle of a crowd, but actually not part of the crowd, because I knew I couldn't get off and they couldn't get on. So it would be being part and not being part. So that was how I first thought it would be. And I think I assumed it would be filmed. I think I just assumed naively that it would be filmed from the view of a spectator, as I have spectated another place at Crosby Beach. And what I hadn't bargained for was these webcams all over the place, close-ups and down and everything. And that has changed it a bit for me. And I suppose in a way it isn't quite what I thought it was going to be. And because of that, there's a sense in which I'm a little bit disappointed. Because I use the internet, I can't help but see what people are saying, and some people are kind of likening it to Big Brother and people wanting their 15 minutes of fame and so on and so forth. And that absolutely was not what was in my mind. It was not why I originally did it. I wanted to be part of an Anthony Gormley installation, but only as one of many, not as someone having their 1 hour of fame.
And just to go back to what you actually want to do on the plinth,
mm-hmm.
What are your ideas for your hour?
Well, originally I thought I wasn't going to do anything. I was going to stand there just as I stand on Crosby Beach, really, just enjoying the moment. And there's a sense in which, as time's gone on, I felt some pressure, really, to not from you people, not. I suppose from the stuff that I've read on the internet, really, where people are saying things like, oh, you know, three boring people in a row, what do they think they're doing, not doing anything at all. And that, I have to say, perfectly frightful woman who was on the TV programme on Friday evening, who didn't seem to understand what it's about at all and seemed to think it was street theatre, 1 hour of street theatre, and that we all ought to be entertaining the crowds. And so I've kind of compromised, really, and I'm not quite sure what I'll do when I get up there. Even now I might do the nothing that I was going to do originally, but I always had intended that I would take photographs, and I've got a little video camera and I was going to do some videoing as well, because it's a view that I won't ever see again and most other people won't ever see again, so there's something potentially special about that. I've got bubble machines, and it seemed like such a good idea at the time, but I know lots of people have done it and maybe it's not such a good idea, I don't know. I made some paper darts and they're quite jolly, and if there are children around I may throw some, but I won't throw near the cherry picker. And I've got some lollipops as well, and again I thought maybe if there are children around, I might throw lollipops. If I don't, then I'll have these big boxes of lollipops that I'll probably leave here because I really don't want them. So I mean, I thought and thought, could I do something really weird and really bizarre, and it isn't me, so I really didn't want to. I just wanted to stand there, but I think that among some people anyway, there's a bit of an expectation now that everyone will be another Godzilla or and I feel sorry for the people who are going to do it right at the very end, because everything will have been done and they'll have to be very, very imaginative, I think.
Yeah. And you mentioned your filming. Is that something, a hobby of yours?
It is. I mean, I work full time, so it isn't something that I can devote a lot of time to, but I do some photography, and I'm quite interested in the use of reflection and light and shade and stuff like that. So I don't know whether anything that I any photos that I take up there will be very much used, but I'll see.
And you said you work full time. Do you want me on what?
I'm a college lecturer. And I do that full time.
Which subject?
Well, lots of subjects really. I run a course for hospital play specialists. I do some teaching on a foundation degree for early years workers. I teach things like, I teach social policy for early years. I teach ICT in early years. All kinds of things. I mean, I don't know whether this is of any interest. Years and years ago, I was a social worker. So by profession, I was originally a social worker, and I moved into teaching about 20 years ago using the kind of social work knowledge that I had. So I teach things relating to people, really.
And just to go back to your, what were your kind of hopes, fears, expectations for your time?
I hope I'll feel that I haven't looked foolish, that I've learnt something from it, that it's meant something to me, and that, well, I'm sure it will be memorable. I mean, I know now it'll be memorable for whatever reason, but that it'll be memorable in a good way. Yeah, and also because I think it's an opportunity, and I think people should take opportunities and grab opportunities when they arise. And I would have been very cross with myself if I hadn't done it.
And are you doing it for anybody in particular?
Really, no. I mean, I'm doing it for me, and I'm doing it for my family and friends, and people who I've known.
And how are you looking to use your space? Are you wanting to engage with the public?
I think I probably will. I'm not sure. I think when I get there, I'll be acutely embarrassed, and you know, maybe it'll settle down, in which case, yes, I will engage with the public. But that, as I tried to explain before, that really wasn't what I thought it was about in the first place. But, I mean, obviously, having watched it now on the web, then that very often that is what it's about. And if people are shouting up to you, you probably haven't got a lot of choice but to engage with them. So I just have to see how it goes, I think. I'm quite a self-conscious person. I'm not someone who would go up there and clown about. I mean, I'd quite like to, but it's not something that comes naturally to me. So I won't be up there being hilariously funny or anything, although it might be good if I could be.
And do you have any previous experience in performing?
No, not really. Other than school plays 1,000 years ago, no. Mm. No, absolutely none. Well, other than, I suppose, as a teacher, teaching is a kind of performance all the time, but other than that, no.
And ultimately, what are you looking to walk away with? What kind of experience are you wanting to kind of attain?
I suppose, in a way, I want it to be quite a personal experience. I want it to be something that's meaningful to me, but I'm not quite sure how that'll happen or what it'll be. I'll have to see.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
That's my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.